Yitin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gitin Bavli, Daf Mem Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on the Chof Gimel on the Beif, on the seventh line, Mi Meshachreya. Mi Meshachreya, the Gemara asked, and Arisha said if one made his slave an apotiki, and he freed him, we took an oil and we forced the master to write a get Shechor. Who freed him? Rav Amar ben Rabbi Arishoin, ben Rabbi Sheini. Rav answered, it can be his first master, which is a borrower, or the second master, which is a lender. In either case, the same takana applies. Amar B'Yochanan, Einecha Meshachreya, Ela Rabbi Arishoin Bovad. B'Yochanan answered, no, only his first master freed. Heisiv Rabbi Haggai, Koimi Rabbi Yossi, Masnifa, Pliga, Arav. Haggai asked Rabbi Yossi that there's a Mishnah that disagrees with Rav. He saw Jehovah has Goy, our Chemsoi, Acha Pesach, Mutabano. Which says, if a Yisrael lent to a Gentile relying on the Gentile's chometz as collateral, then after Pesach one may benefit from it. In Tema Roshus Yisraelu, Yehei Osa, and if you say that it's in the Yisrael's domain, means due to his rights to collect from it, it should be forbidden. Ma'avela Rav, how can Rav answer this? Amar Rav Yudan, Kalhu Bashichu. Rav Yudan answered, this is a leniency of freedom, even though he's not in the latter of Roshus. Acham enacted that if he freed him, he goes free. Out of the Tanya, Isa Abde Aputiki, Mokoi, Ene Mocho, Shechor, and Meshuchor. And we have a support from a Baisa. If one made a slave in Aputiki and he sold him, he's not sold. If he freed him, he's freed. In the corner of the letter of the law, if he is able to free him, he can sell him. Rather, it's a leniency of freedom. Haile, Dov Yochanan, Min Hado. Rav Shim Ben Gamil, Eime, Ein Koisev, Ela, Meshachor. Rabbi Yochanan learns from our Mishnah, in fact, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, only the one who freed him writes that he owes the value of a slave. This cannot be the second master, to whom would he write? He calls the loss only to himself. The Gemara asks, so why can't the lender take the slave even after the first one freed him? If the boy gave the lender a lien on his field and he went and sold it, does the creditor not take it? I'm Rabbi Abo, Pesach Meka Ura, the Ratsinu, Eved Mishtachre, the Chayve Mishtabed. The Abo answered that Rabbi Yochanan opens us a hole that illuminates greatly. We don't find a slave who is freed and returns to servitude. Natalie Yechtav Lishtad Adama, the Gemara asked then, if so, the slave should not need to write a document obligating himself for his value. Why does the first Tanna say that he does? I'm Rabbi La, Mutav, Sheyemeloi, Tenli, Masayim Zuz, Sheyeshli, Vyadcha, Veloi Sheyemeloi, Abdiata. Rabbi La answered, it's better that the creditor say to him, give me 200 Zuz that you owe me, than rather than tell him, you are my slave. Abonin, the Kisoin, Amin, Bishay, Rabbi Bisa, Asya, the Bishim Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir. Abonin, Kisoin, quoting Rabbi Bisa, said that Rabbi Shim Ben Gamliel, who says that the one who freed him writes, holds that Rabbi Meir. Kamadim Meir, Koines Bedroim, Kain, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Koines Bedroim. Just like Rabbi Meir finds for words that cause the loss, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel finds for words. This is a concept called Dinah D'Gami. The Tani, Shtash Yesh Boi Ribis, Koinsin Oisai, Veina Goiva, Loi Esakem, Veleitha Ribis, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a document with Ribis, we fine him, and he does not collect the principal or the Ribis. The Chachamim say he can collect the principal, but not the Ribis.